कृत्वा अस्माभिः कथं तावत् अर्जुनविषादयोगः अभूत्, किमर्थं तत्र आत्मनः परिचयः, साङ्ख्ययोगस्य उपदेशः, अनन्तरं स्वधर्मपरिचयः, अनन्तरं तावत् कर्मयोगचरणार्थं
तत्र श्रीकृष्णे उपदिष्टमासीत् तदस्माभिः दृष्टमस्ति। तदनन्तरम् अन्तिमश्लोके तत्र कर्माचरणे तत्र कथं कर्म आचरणं कर्तव्यम्, कथं बुद्धियुक्तः भूत्वा कर्माचरणं कर्तव्यम्, अनन्तरं समाधौ अचला बुद्धिः यदा भवति तदा योगमवाप्स्यसि। तत्र त्रिपञ्चाशकेषु तत्र श्रीकृष्णेन उक्ति समाधौ अचला बुद्धिः ता युगमवाप्स्यसि इति उक्तमासीत्। अत्र समाधौ अचला बुद्धिः इति पदं स्वीकृत्य तत्र अर्जुनः प्रश्नं पृच्छति, हेक्न स्थितप्रज्ञस्य समाधिस्थस्य प्रज्ञस्य हे केशव का भाषा भवति, अपि च स्थितदीः यः भवति तस्य सः किं प्रभाषेत, किम् आसीत, किं व्रजेत इति तत्र चतुःप्रश्नाः पृच्छति। तदनन्तरं श्रीभगवान् तत्र उन्ददाति तत्र पञ्चपञ्चाशत् श्लोकादारभ्य द्विसप्ततिश्लोकपर्यन्तम् अतीव सरलभाषया परम् उन्नत अन्तिमवेदान्ततत्त्वं सम्यक् प्रतिपादितमस्ति श्रीकृष्णेन। भगवानुवाच जहाति यदा कामान् सर्वान् पार्थमनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितप्रज्ञस्तोच्यते। अस्माभिः पदच्छेदः पदपरिचयः अन्वयार्थः सर्वं दृष्टमस्ति। तदा कृष्णः वदति हे पार्थ, यदा मनोगतान् सर्वान् कामान् प्रजहाति। अस्माभिः दृष्टमासीत् किमर्थं मनोगतान् इति उक्तमस्ति, अत्र किमर्थं मनोगतान् इति उक्तमस्ति, तत्र सम्यक् श्रूयते किल सर्वैः। मनोगतान् इति उक्तमस्ति, न तु कर्मगतान्, न तु आगामि गतान्, ताव एवमुक्तमस्ति मनोगतान् इति उक्तमस्ति, भवतु श्रूयते समीचीनम्। तत्र मनोगतान् इति किमर्थमस्ति, यत्यत् अस्माकं मनसि आगच्छति आगन्तुं शक्यते तत्सर्वं तावत् त्यक्तव्यम्। यत् यदा अस्माभिः एवमेव कुत्रापि वीथ्यां गम्यते चेत् एवमेव अस्माकं मनसि आगच्छति, मया तत्र गन्तव्यम्, अमेरिका प्रति गन्तव्यम्, मया एवम् अध्ययनं कर्तव्यम्, मया एवं वित्त अर्जनं कर्तव्यम्, एतत् वाहनं चतुश्चक्रवाहनं मया क्रेतव्यम् इत्यादिकं यद्यत् मनोगतान् कामान्, न तु अस्माभिः कर्माचरणे ये कामाः आगच्छन्ति नैव तादृशकामान्, आशाः नैव, अभिलाषाः नैव, यत् मनोगतान् चित्तनिहितान् सर्वान् कामान् तत्र यदा यः कोऽपि प्रजहाति पुनः अस्माभिः दृष्टमासीत् प्रजहाति इत्युक्ते पूर्णतया यः त्यक्ति समस्तान् मनसि प्रविष्टान् कामान् इच्छाभेदान्, यत्र इच्छाभेदाः सन्ति तान् सर्वान् यः प्रजहाति प्रकर्षेण जहाति परित्यजति सः तदा सः तत्र किं भवति, प्रथमं तावत् सर्वान् कामान् त्यक्त्वा, द्वितीयः तेन कुत्र तुष्टिः प्राप्यते, वेर् विल् ही बिकम् साटिस्फैड्, वेन् ही फुल्लि बै रूट् उन्मूलयति, वेन् ही कास्ट्स् आफ् आर् रिनौन्सस् आल् दोस् डिसैर्स् विच् हाव् अ पोटेन्शियल् टु कम् टु द हार्ट् अण्ड् विच् आर् कमिङ्ग् टु द मैण्ड् इट् सेल्फ् थाट्स् द पोटेन्शियल् डिसैर्स् इन् द थाट्स् विच् आर् देर् वेन् ही कैण्ड् आफ् रिलिङ्क्विशेस् दट् विच् इस् दट् ही इस् आक्चुलि वैल् डूयिङ्ग् दट् वाट् इस् ही डूयिङ्ग् ही इस् आक्चुलि eliminating him from janma karma bandha vinirmuktaha, from multiple future, multiple births and deaths and the future bandha, because of it all those he is trying to eliminate actually. Then what should he do if he is going to renounce all kama? Then what actually, where should he actually keep his mind and what should he do? Kim kartavyam atna eva atmani tushtah bhutva tatra प्रत्यगात्मस्वरूपे एव स्वेन एव बाह्यलाभ निरपेक्षः. नॉट लुकिंग फॉर हैप्पीनेस इन एनी एक्सटर्नल सोर्स बट लुकिंग फॉर द सुप्रीम ब्लिस विद इन हिमसेल्फ. स्व आत्मना एव स्व आत्मनि संतुष्टः भूत्वा बाय हिमसेल्फ इन हिमसेल्फ मा बाय हिमसेल्फ आत्मनि हिज सेल्फ संतुष्टः सैटिस्फाइड भूतः वर्त सः स्थितप्रज्ञः उच्यते. तदा एव स्थितप्रज्ञः इति सिचुएशन उच्यते. एतदेव अतीव सरलतया भाषा तावत् सरला अस्ति बट डिफिकल्ट टू इम्प्लीमेंट. ही एक्सप्लेन्स दिस फर्दर. ही डज नॉट स्टॉप हियर. ऑफ कोर्स ही एक्सप्लेन्स इट फर्दर. तत्र पश्यामः कथम एक्सप्लेन करोति पश्यामः. यदा मनसि तान् सर्वन पिच्छा भेदान् परित्यजति यदा च निरपेक्षः सन् परमार्थ दर्शनात् अन्यस्मिन् सर्वस्मिन् अपि विषये अनासक्तः भवति तदा आत्मना आत्मनि एव तु भवति स एव स्थितप्रज्ञः इति उच्यते. As we go ahead, there is a concept called rasavarjyam rasopyasya, which for which TRP sir gives very very good examples, wherein rasavarjyam rasopyasya, that is, we should not just forget on ekadashi days or on fasting days. We may stop or we may stop thinking about or may not have idli, vada, dosa or any of the those eateries. We may not have it, but then still when we think about them, that taste still lingers on our tongue and we know how it tastes and what it is like, and of course there is a little bit of water in our tongue when it comes, still not reach the rasa varjyam rasopyasya, both the object and the desire or thought about the object and the feeling of the object, all have to be fully परित्यजति, शुड बी फुल्ली दर्शन स्थितप्रज्ञः तदा उच्यते. दट इज वेन इट कम्स टू दट. पश्यामः तत्र आत्मनि आत्मना आत्मनि एव एंड संधि आत्मनि प्लस एव ई प्लस असवर्णस्वर गिर्जिया आत्मन्येवात्मना एव प्लस आत्मना दीर्घसंधि प्रज्ञः तदा विसर्गसकारादेश तदा उच्यते गुणसंधि. Quite simple sandhis, no explanations. Manogatan, manasi agatan, manaha gataha, no chet, manogat, manasi agatan, sarvan, kaman, iti svikartam shakyate, no chet, manaha gataha, tan, those which have already come into the mind or we have already thought about, which we have potential to think of both, we should take it as both the manogatan. Dvitiya tatpurushah asti sthita prajnyah asmabhi drishtamasiti sthita prajnya yasya sah sthita prajnyah tadrah bahuvrihi samasah gatan. Gatan also we have seen gatah gatau gataha gam dhatoho gamalr dhatoho kta prattabhutradanta. Dvitiya vakti will become as gatan. Tushtah तुषिदातोः कृत प्रत्ययः भूतकृदन्त एव अस्माभिः दृष्टमस्ति. वाट् एवर् द आशा इच्छा विच् कम्स् टु अवर् मैण्ड् विच् हेज़् द पोटेन्शियल् टु कम् औट् कम् टु अवर् मैण्ड् एण्ड् द आब्जेक्ट् इट् सेल्फ् फर् गेटिङ्ग् द आब्जेक्ट् इट् सेल्फ् वी मे थिङ्क् आफ् लाडु आर् संथिङ्ग्. We may not have the laddu, that is just a form of restriction, but we forget the taste of the laddu and itself, rasavarjyam rasopyasya, tada eva, that is when we come to that atmani eva atmana tushta. Totally, that is why when we have used the word atmani eva atmana tushta, Shankara in his commentary uses the word, प्रत्यगात्म स्वरूपे एव स्वेन एव बाह्य लाभ निरपेक्षः. वेरी पवरफुल वर्ड. नेवर लुकिंग फॉर हैप्पीनेस फ्रॉम एक्सटर्नल सोर्सेस बट ऑलवेज लुकिंग फॉर स्थितप्रज्ञता तुष्टः. तुष्टि अगेन इज अ पवरफुल वर्ड. तुष्टि संतुष्टि कंटेंटमेंट सुप्रीम ब्लिस हैप्पीनेस द सेम थिंग. यस्य ब्रह्मणि रमते चित्तम नंदति नंदति नंदत्येव. द सेम थिंग. ब्रह्मणि रमते चित्तम. परब्रह्मणि यस्य चित्तम रमते सः सर्वदा नंदति. ही इज ऑलवेज हैप्पी. सः तत् परब्रह्म वस्तु कुत्र अस्ति. अस्माकम् आत्मनि एव अस्ति. तदेव. इट् इस् नाट् इन् एनी एक्स्टर्नल्. तत्र बाह्यलाभ निरपेक्षः भूत्वा यः तत्पुष्टः भवति परमार्थ दर्शन रस लाभेन अन्यस्मात् अलप्रत्ययवान् तदा स्थितप्रज्ञः स्थिता प्रतिष्ठा आत्मनात्मविवेकजा प्रज्ञा यस्य सः स्थितप्रज्ञः विद्वान्. एक्सेप्ट कमेंट्री वर्ड्स, इफ टाइम परमिट्स जस्ट हैव अ लुक एट द शंकर भाष्य. वेरी वेरी पावरफुल वर्ड्स. तुष्टः, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ तुष्टः? कंटेंटेड, हैप्पी. सो फ्रॉम अ ट्रांजैक्शनल बेसिस ऑफ कोर्स वी अंडरस्टैंड वन हु इज ऑलवेज कंटेंटेड विद हिमसेल्फ डज नॉट लुक आउट फॉर हैप्पीनेस और इज नॉट लुकिंग फॉर हैप्पीनेस आउटसाइड इज कंटेंटेड. दैट इज फाइन. बट फ्रॉम अ वेदांतिक दिस थिंग व्हेन वी सी बाह्यलाभ निरपेक्षः स्वेन एव प्रत्यगात्मस्वरूपे यः तुष्टः भवति परमार्थ दर्शन रस लाभेन. परमार्थ, परमार्थ द अल्टीमेट सुप्रीम सोल. दर्शन, दर्शन रियलाइजेशन. रस लाभेन, दट एंजॉयमेंट लाभेन. अन्यस्मात् अलप्रत्ययवान, स्टॉपिंग हिमसेल्फ फ्रॉम ऑल अदर एक्टिविटीज. वंस दट परमार्थ दर्शन तत्व लाभ इज गॉट, all the other activities will automatically stop immediately. The body immediately stops from all other activities. Tadrsha sthita pratishtha atmanatma vivekaja prajna. Atma anatma viveka, vivekaja prajna yasya saha sthita prajna. Not the basic definition of sthita prajna, steady mind who has, not only that, but स्थिता प्रतिष्ठा आत्मानात्म विवेकजा प्रज्ञा यस्य सः स्थितप्रज्ञः सः एव विद्वान् उच्यते. ही फर्दर गिव्स वन मोर एक्सप्लेनेशन शंकर. त्यक्त पुत्र वित्त लोक ईशनः, त्यक्त पुत्र वित्त लोक ईशनः सन्यासी आत्मा रामः आत्मक्रीडः स्थितप्रज्ञः उच्यते. एक्सलेंट वर्ड्स. त्यक्त पुत्र वित्त लोक ईषण. ईषण एनी सॉर्ट ऑफ अटैचमेंट डिजायर टुवर्ड्स पुत्र वित्त लोक एनी ऑफ द वर्ल्डली थिंग्स तत्सर्वं त्यक्त्वा सन्यासी सम्यस्तः सम्यक् न्यस्तः भूत्वा आत्मा रामः. आत्मा रामः यस्य यः स्व आत्मनि रमते. स्वात्मा रामः आत्मक्रीडः. वन हु प्लेस् विद् इन् हिम्सेल्फ स्थितप्रज्ञः उच्यते. तादृशः एव स्थितप्रज्ञः भवति. Again, we get lot of examples. Like we said, Jadatta was a great example. One who is always contented by himself, in himself. Great example, Jadabharatar, Sadashiva Brahmendra, Ramana Maharshi, one of the recent Acharyas who was there from the Kanchi Matha, lot of Acharyas from the Sringeri Matha, and lot of Sadhakas in the Himalaya region. So lot of Dhutas, Sadhakas whom we kind of know. So those kind of people who are there, Sarve Atmana Sva Atmani Santushtaha Bhutva. Again, we need not just be a saint in the colloquial parlance. What we have seen, we need not be a sannyasi to like wearing some robe and sitting in a mutt or doing tapas. We need not achieve sitapragnyata. Sitapragnyata can be achieved in every day, in every moment by us. Kaha sannyasi? Again, when we go ahead, we get this difference. Nyeyaha sa nitya sannyasi yo na dveshti na kankshati. Very, very simple, powerful definition. Kaha sannyasi yaha na dveshti na kankshati. Na dveshti na kankshati. Who does not hate anybody, na kankshati. Who does not like anybody. Saha nitya sannyasi. He is a daily sannyasi only. A person who does not have likeness or who does not desires or likeness, who does not have hatred and dissatisfaction towards anything. Very, very simple basic definition. Very, 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 very difficult to follow. But at any point of time, if we just analyze, do a self-introspection, simhavalokanam kurmaschete asmabhi gyayate. We are always biased with lot of things around. We have opinions, we have thoughts, we have judgments, we consider things. So all these things are happening. When all those things stop, nyeyas sanitya sannyasi yona dveshtina kangshati. Yada sanitya sannyasi bhavati, tada swatmana atmani santushtha bhavati. When he does not have dvesha kaksha, he is always happy. He is happy with what? Natu external, always internal. Atmana eva atmani santushtha bhavati, tada when he is fully happy, happy, already contented, there are no more desires. So sarvan manogatan kaman already gone away. Therefore tadasaha sitapragnya bhavati. Simple concept but powerful. Agre gachhamaha. We'll take sloka number 56. Ekavaram vadami sarve anuvadantu.
दुःखेष्वनुद्विग्नमनाः सुखेषु विगतस्पृहः वीतरागभयक्रोधः स्थितधीर्मुनिरुच्यते
अगेन सिंपल डेफिनेशन द्विवारं श्लोकं वदामः
दुःखेष्वनुद्विग्नमनाः सुखेषु विगतस्पृहः वीतरागभयक्रोधः स्थितधीर्मुनिरुच्यते दुःखेष्वनुद्विग्नमनाः सुखेषु विगतस्पृहः वीतरागभयक्रोधः स्थितधीर्मुनिरुच्यते
रीड थ्रू द श्लोक एकवारं अन्वयं पश्यन्तु श्यामहवा नो अन्वय वाक्य एनीवेज ओके दुःखेषु अनुद्विग्नमनाः सुखेषु विगतस्पृहः वीतराग भयक्रोधः स्थितधीः मुनिः उच्यते वाट आर द बेसिक सेंटेंसेस वी कैन सी दुःखेषु अनुद्विग्नमनाः दुःखेषु in all sorrow situations anudvignam manaha udvignam perturbed anudvignam not perturbed manaha whose mind does not get perturbed does not get shaken hankered or whatever unshaken mind in sorrow situations sukheshu vigatas praha sukheshu in all pleasure things vigatas praha in all pleasure objects his desire for those pleasure objects has already gone there one who is totally unperturbed in dukkha situations in all sukha situations there is no expectation at all he does not expect anything vigata spruha spruha asha vigata gone visheshena gatah purnataya gatah vigata spruha then vita raga bhaya krodha raga raga love passion bhaya fear krodha anger three main things have been told here raga bhaya krodha three things have been told vita who is free from raga bhaya krodha tadrisha munihi eva munihi yaha lot of definition again munihi very nice word which is used here tadrisha munihi that kind of a sage who is there he will be called as a sthitadhihi when he asks sthitadhihi kim prabhasheta kim asita vrajeta kim he has asked so directly he answers that question स्थितरीहि तादृश मुनिहि पुरुषः एव स्थितदीहि उच्यते पश्यामः एकवारं दुःखेषु आपत्सु आपत्कालेषु आपत् आपत् कालेषु आपत्कार्येषु आपत् स्थितौ यदा यदा दुःख दुःखकालाः भवन्ति आर्तकालाः भवन्ति when all kinds of adversity when all kind of difficulty when all kind of dukkha is there anudvigna manaha udvignam udvignam is one who gets perturbed udvega manaha that is who gets little bit shaken prakshubhitam. Prakshubhitam manaha udvega. Udvegas, any kind of shake in the mind, perturbedness in the mind, thought when suddenly you become sad, fear, all these kind of emotions happen in the mind because of any dukkha. It can be a small dukkha, it can be a small disappointment to a very very big sorrow. It can be as simple as today missing the bus, or today not getting lunch, or something very very small activity, not having some time for something, not being able to do something, a small disappointment or something, to a very very big sorrow of we losing somebody or we losing some object or something. Those things are what we call a udvigna manaha. He becomes anudvigna manaha. Sir, how does he actually become anudvigna manaha? Because he is atmani eva atmana tushtaha. Therefore, he does not have any bahya labha. He is not expecting any bahya labha by going to out somewhere, by doing some materialistic activities, or by expecting some food. For example, when we take the Shuka's example, Shuka Parabrahman is always known with one character, specific characteristic, wherein Shuka Parabrahman used to stand for bhiksha as a karma charanam, sannyasis or brahmacharis, they have to do bhiksha, and taihi tatra bhojanam kartavyam bhakshanam kartavyam, because there is a jataragni which is there in our stomach, and for that jataragni we have to do pranahuti every day, which is why we do the parisheshanam. That is, before having the food, if you see people do the parisheshanam, and then they kind of slowly they have six ahutis, pranaya swaha, apanaya swaha. So to all the air which is there, hridi prano gude panaha, there are prana, pana, vyana, udana, samana, and for the parabrahman. So that is the one this thing. So when we do that, pranahuti has to be done as a mandatory karma. Therefore at that time he does the pranahuti, and he goes for alms, and he does not stand for more than one godohana matram, the time when the milk is released from the cow and into the patram, whatever time it takes. He stands only for that time. Within that time, if somebody gives alms, he has done his duty of asking for alms. If he gets, he takes it. Otherwise, he is satisfied and he walks ahead. Similarly, there is one more example wherein the Kanchi Paramacharya who was there, the previous Paramacharya who was there, he was walking on the banks of Kashi once, and just before him he saw an Avadhuta was walking also. It was evening time, around 5:30. The sun was about to set when the Avadhuta just sees the sky. He is just walking, he looks around, and then he just sees a cow dung there. He just sprinkles some water in it, takes a few morsels of that cow dung and just puts it into his mouth. Suddenly the Acharya goes to him and asks, what is this act, why did you do like this? So he says, the morning pranahuti and evening pranahuti have to be done within this time. That is, there are specific times that before the sandhya kala, any eating should be done, which was the traditional shastra, which even today modern dietitians are also again specifying the same thing. He takes that and he eats it off. He says, at that time I had to do pranahuti. I did not find anything which could be this thing. For me, there is no difference between a nice moti churna laddu or this cow dung. Both are same for me because it is a pranahuti. So I just took it and had it. And Swami, our Paramacharya, was immensely impressed and he just prostrated him. So yevam, when there is no bahir labha nirapekshata asti, when there is no expectation from the outside, and atmani eva atmana tushta asti, but still the beauty of the thing is, till they are following all the karma charanam which has been allocated, they still do the nitya puja, they still do the lokakshemartham prarthana, they still do all the japa, the laksha omkara pranava japa which they have to do, they do that, they still administer a great mata, they work for the lokakshema, they travel across, they do the pranahuti, all these they are still doing it for, still because as a karma acharanam, whatever has been allocated they need to do. But bahihi labha nirapekshata asti atmani eva atmana tuttaha santi. When this state is there, obviously any situation, there is no dukkha and sukha situation in the first place. Only when that situation is there, then anudvignamanaha or udvignamanaha will happen. Therefore dukkheshu anudvignamanaha is a natural state of mind for them. It is not that dukkha comes and they try to control our mind, which some of us try to do. When we know that it is a dukkha, we are affected, but slowly we try to control our mind. That is a good thing. That's a good start for a sadhaka. But then for them, there is no situation itself which is dukkha and sukha. The root itself is not there for them. All situations are equal. All state of mind is equal, and they are in a blissful and unshaken, still waters kind of a mind, study of mind. Evam gachamaha dukkheshu anudvignamanaha sukheshu vigataspraha. Vigataspraha, there is no hankering. Abhilasha is not there. Sarva abhilasha nashtaha unmulitaha. Sarva abhilasha tyaktaha. Sarva sampatsu sukha kaleshu sukha vastushu. In all happy objects, in all happy giving objects, in all happy giving people, in all happy giving situations, whatever around them, vigataspraha, zero expectation. When there is zero expectation, obviously there is no problems at all. Evam, then with these two kind of situations, third point number 3, first point dukkheshu anudvignamanaha, second point sukheshu vigataspraha, point number 3 tyakta kim, what all tyaktaha, raga bhaya krodha, affection, fear, and krodha, anger. Affection, fear, anger. Raga, passion, love, desire. Bhaya, any fear from any objects. When the immediate example always comes is of Sadashiv Brahmendra. His hand was cut. He walked in the Muslim street. His hand was cut. He did not even realize there is no bhaya for him, because obviously he knows this body does not belong to him. Which is why the word sthita prajna, what did he give? Atma anatma vivekaja prajna asti chete tadeva sthita prajnata. When that prajna is there, when that consciousness is there between atma anatma, the powerful word again, consciousness, atma anatma consciousness, when we have within us, then that is the real sadhana, what has to be done. Vitaraga bhaya krodha sthita munihi tadrsha munihi yaha bhavati. Munihi, sannyasi, mauni. Mauni is one of the lakshana of a muni here. They have given that definition as mauni only. But tadrsha munihi sannyasi yada bhavati tada ekasyapi tatra sthita prajnaha sthitadhihi iti uchyate. Again, seeing into Shankara's bhashya, vigataspraha. We are taking the word vigataspraha. Very nice, interesting commentary what he has given. Vigata spraha trishna yasya saha. That is the definition. He goes on to further add, na agni riva indhanadi adhane sukhani anuvivardhate saha. There is a very famous subhashita which I am not immediately get, wherein which talks about certain things. Kandu, Icha, all these desires and objects of desires and other things, they only by feeding it to that, it keeps increasing. Tatra, which is why he gives, Agnihi iva indhana dhyadhane sukhani anuvivardhate. Tatra, something like an itching or something like a desire, maithunam, ityadayaha, they give that examples. Tada, by feeding into it, tatra, manogatanam na samaptirasti varushayutenapi tathabda lakshaihi purneshu purneshu punarnavanam utpattayasanti manorathanam. We all know the Saubari Charitam. Saubari Charitam comes in the Mahabharata. It also comes in Bhagavata. Saubari was a sage who was who wanted to do tapas for around 10,000 years. So he kind of closed his eyes. He kept on hearing some sound outside. So he closed his ears, and then he kept on getting some smell around and all. So he closed his this thing also, but still he had some problem. Therefore he decided, okay, I will now get into the water. He goes into the water and into the river, into the depths of a river, and sits there, takes into samadhi, and thus tapas for 10,000 years. One of the days when he just opens his eyes slowly, he sees lot of fishes, a fish family. He sees there is a bigger fish, and all the small fishes are coming around and playing with the father fish, and then the mother fish and other fishes are also there, and they are so enjoying their life so happily. Suddenly he sees that and feels, aha, garhasthya jivanam ati sukhataram bhavati iti. He feels that, he comes out, he makes himself into a beautiful form, and talks to a king who has around some 100 daughters, and then they all of them see him and say that, I want to marry him, and all of them marry him. He takes different swarupa and he keeps everybody happy. But then again he realizes that when he gets happy, then first he wants to marry, then he has children, the children have to grow up, they have to be married, again they also grow up, then grandchildren have to come. So thus he goes through all these motions. And that is when he realizes there is no end to this at all, and this is not the end what I wanted to achieve. And he just gets a little bit distracted, and then he says, Manogatanam na samaptirasti varsha ayutenapi, 10,000 years tatha abdalakshaihi, by 1 lakh years purneshu punarnavanam utpattayasanti manoratanam, again and again new desires always keep taking birth. Therefore there is no this thing. Then after that, getting a really paripakvata bhava in his mind, and he becomes a sthita prajna, and then he leaves the worldly life and he attains the sayujya. Therefore this was Saubhari Charitam, which is a very 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 interesting charitam, which is generally repeated in all lectures to show the this thing of purneshu punarnavanam. Again we have one more subhashitam, if you can know that. Asha nama manushyanam kachid aascharya shrinkhala yayabaddhav pradhavanti muktastishtanti panguvat. Asha, the desire which is there, is a very very kind of a surprising or wonderful chain, amazing kind of a chain. Because generally when we tie somebody with chain, they sit in one place. When we release them from chain, they can move around. But this asha nama manushyanam kachita aascharya shrinkhala, chain which is there, aascharya shrinkhala. Why? What happens when somebody is tied by the chain of ashas? He keeps running all the while. He keeps running from here, from there, to different places. We have to get that all materialistic asha saha. Dhavan pradhavanneva asti saha. Yayabaddhaha pradhavanti muktaha. One who is liberated from that chain goes and sits in one place. Muktaha tishtanti panguvat, like a handicap, both legs cut. Yaha satra tishtati ekasmin sale tadrasharitya saha tishtati. Yevam tadrasharitya tishtati tatra tadrasaha ashaihi muktaha bhavati. These are all some supplementary subhashitas for our better understanding. Evam eva tatra vita vigataspraha. We were seeing the word vigataspraha. Tatra vigataspraha na agniriva indanadi adhane. Some people always have this concept that I have this desire, I will do this off once or twice and then I will get away from it. Generally that does not happen. When people start off, then that desire is like agni riva indhanam. It is like an agni. It keeps on taking indhanam from us and it keeps on expecting more and more indulgement into it. Tadar sharitya spraha is bhavati. One who gets away from this vigata spraha, who does not feed that agni of asha, tadrshaha eva tatra vigata spraha bhavati saha tatra stita prajnaha stitadihi munihi uchyate. Pashyamaha dukkheshu akarantaha napumsakalinga saptami bahuvachanam anudvigna manas shabdaha sakarantav pullinga. Like the word nachiketaha, something like that. Anudvigna manaha, anudvigna manasau, anudvigna manasaha is the how the shabda goes. This is in sakaranta pullinga prathama vibhakti ekavachanam. Manaha, Don't get confused by the word manaha. It is not bahuvachanam. Manas is the shabda. So therefore anudvigna manaha, anudvigna manasau, anudvigna manasaha is the formation. Therefore it is in pullinga prathama bhakti ekavachanam. Sukeshu saptami ekavachanam. Vigadaspraha pullinga prathama bhakti ekavachanam. Vitaraga bhayakrodaha pullinga prathama ekavachanam. Munihi ikarantav pullingaha prathama ekavachanam. And then sthitadhihi ikarantah pullingaha prathamaika vachanam, and then what we have is uchyate vachdatoho latlakara prathamapurusha ekavachanam atmanepadi uchyate 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 uchyante uchyase uchyate uchyadve uchye uchyavahe uchyamahe. So vachdatoho latlakara atmanepadi prathamapurusha ekavachanam. So that is the forms which are there here, quite known forms. Therefore, we do not this thing. The dhatu is vacha paribhashane, and it is in adadigana, and here the atmanepadi forms have been used. It is a dvikarmaka dhatu. Dukkheshu anudvignamanaha, sukheshu vigataspraha, vitaraga bhayakrodaha, munihi sitadihi uchyate. Sitapragnasya manaha, dukkheshu anudvignam bhavati, sukheshu sprahavan na bhavati, ragat, bhayat, krodhat, atitaha bhavati. He has crossed all this. We again, lot of this thing, ragat, krodhat, bhayat. When Ramana Maharshi gets great people also, because of prarabdha, they have some ailments, they have some problems, but then they are totally detached, nirlepa to those kind of problems. Ramana Maharshi had the stomach cancer. When people came to operate him, they said, I will put anesthesia and all those things. Nothing doing. He did not take anything. Whatever is the operation they had to do, he was just sitting in his samadhi state. They just came, opened up his this stomach, this thing. They kind of did the tumor operation. So Ramana Maharshi was there. All we can see contemporary examples. We can go to the Puranas and all and see. I have lot of examples. Those who are ragat, bhayat, krodhat, atitah. Totally detached and untainted by the all these happenings around us. Dukkheshu anudvignamanaha ukaranta ukara plus u plus asavarna swara yant sandhi vakara deshaha sitadihi munihi sitadhir munihi visarga refa sitadhir muniruchyate refa anudvignam manaha yasya saha na udvignam anudvignam naitat purusha anudvignam manaha yasya saha anudvignamanaha bahurihi vigata visheshena gata vishvigata vigata spraha yasmat saha vigata spraha bahurihi ragam bhayam krodaha ragabayakrodaha samahara dvandvaha vitaha ragabayakrodaha yasmat saha gataha vitaha gataha ragabayakrodaha yasmat saha vitaragabayakrodaha sthitadihi sthitadihi stita dhihi yasya saha stita prajna yasya saha tatra atmanatma vivekaja buddhihi yasya saha vidvan panditaha yaha yasya saha saha eva sthitadihi vigataha vi upasargapurvaka gamalra dhatoho kataprati भूतकृदन्ता विगतः विगतः विगता विगतम त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु भवति सप्त विभक्तिषु अपि भवति विगतः विगतो विगताः एवं भवति. We will just introduce the next shloka. Again, very very nice shloka. We will just introduce it and we will keep on contemplating on these shlokas over the till we come to the next class. द्विवारं पठामः. यः सर्वत्र नभिस्नेहः प्राप्य शुभाशुभम् नाभिनन्दति न द्वेष्टि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. केवल पदपरिचयं दृष्ट्वा पठामः. यः सर्वत्र अनभिस्नेहः तत्तत्प्राप्य शुभाशुभम् नाभिनन्दति न द्वेष्टि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. वेरी नाइस श्लोक. यः सर्वत्र अनभिस्नेहः अनभिस्नेहः वी कैन अगेन रिलेटेड टू द प्रीवियस वन अनेहः. यः सर्वत्र अनभिस्नेहः स सर्वत्र अनभिस्नेहः तत् तत् प्राप्य शुभ अशुभं सर्वं प्राप्यापि न अभिनन्दति न द्वेष्टि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. हिस् मैण्ड् इस् टोल्ड् टु बि स्टेड्फास्ट्. सः न अभिनन्दति, डस् नाट् रिजाय्स्, न द्वेष्टि, नो दिस् थिङ्ग् आन् हेविङ्ग् गाट् शुभ अशुभं प्राप्य न अभिनन्दति न द्वेष्टि. सर्वत्र अनभिस्नेहः यः भवति तस्य प्रज्ञा एव प्रतिष्ठिता भवति. प्रतिष्ठिता इत्युक्ते स्थिता, स्थिता इत्युक्ते स्थितप्रज्ञः भवति. Go through the shlokas ekavaram. We can just keep a flashcard of the shlokas and keep on repeating, thinking about those. At various levels we will start understanding experience. Please share those experience and point suggestions. Agami kakshayam punar milamah. Tavat paryantam shreyamsi bhuyamsi bhavantu mangalani bhavantu. Yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvani tirmatirmama gururev gatihi gurumev.